The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. I am so excited. Howard, did you see the weather out today?
How could I not?
Oh, man, is it gorgeous or what?
Because I did something that I haven't done in years. That's right. You came in with the top down on your convertible.
I did.
And I took out my convertible that I haven't driven, I think, 5 times in the last 12 months.
Isn't this the perfect weather for it?
It is.
It is. I'm so excited. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yes.
Your car has more muscle than mine and can tend to be a little bit more fun than mine, but I'm still in love with mine.
You got more horsepower, baby.
I got more horsepower and I have more bells and whistles.
Yes, you do.
Yes. But anyway,
yeah.
This is a fantastic Chamber of Commerce kind of real estate day.
I knew you were going to say this morning.
I can't help it. It is amazing. And you ready?
I'm ready.
To give a shout out to somebody who I find to be extra, 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 extra special.
4 extras?
Yes. And it's not you. Yes. Sorry.
Can you believe it? Who is it?
Well, first of all, I'm going to need every praying person who's listening to say a prayer for me.
For you?
For me.
Because?
Because I'm helping my daughter, Mackenzie, buy a house.
So why do you need a prayer for that?
Because it's always harder when you're selling to family and friends.
Oh, okay.
Not friends so much, but family, you know.
You know, right? Who I want to give a shout out?
Wait.
You're not done? Okay.
And she specially requested her stepdad to come.
Okay.
So coming?
I'm coming.
Okay. We're going to have a fun day.
All right. You know who I want to give a shout out to? Now, this is serious.
Oh, okay.
Today is International Firefighters Day.
Ah, nice.
So if you know a firefighter, see a firefighter, give a special thank you to them for what they do, putting their lives on the line to save you and your property from damage. International Firefighters Day.
Nice.
And if you have a child, or you know a child, it's also Anti-Bullying Day.
Okay.
So if your child could be a bully, say, no, 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 that is not the way to be.
But also, I think it's more about if your child is being bullied.
Yes. Also, it's National Kids Fitness Day.
We need that, don't
so
we?
It's a beautiful day to get out and get your kids in shape.
Yes. Go for a walk. Go hiking. Go to the beach.
And when you come back, have them drink some orange juice, because believe it or not, it's National Orange Juice Day.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And for you Star Wars fans, it is also Star Wars Day.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. There are so many days that are May 4th.
How about that?
One day before.
I'm personally looking forward to tomorrow.
Because it's
Cinco de Mayo.
Yes. Are we going to a restaurant for Cinco de Mayo?
I don't think you could handle the crowds. Nope.
Drop the chalupa.
I think you're a taco kind of guy.
That and burritos.
Oh,
burritos.
God, I do too.
All right.
Just give me any kind of Mexican. Yes, I love it. Mexican food.
Well, we hope that all of our listeners had a wonderful week. We did. We got a listing that we put in this week that's a gorgeous home in Beauclair. Oh, my goodness.
If you're looking for a Mandarin pool home, you have to call us to see this house. It is amazing. It's 5 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, 32-something square feet. It has formal spaces, casual spaces, Florida room, screen porch, swimming pool, backyard's private with hedges. It's just nice, nice, nice French country architecture.
Looks good.
Really beautiful.
Probably
really,
so
really
quick.
Beautiful. I think it will. There was already an appointment for this morning.
Yeah, so we're going to have an open house there tomorrow. But you know, it's interesting, too. We had a new house that we were going to tell you about that we listed last week, we're not going to tell you about it. This week, we're not going to tell you about it. You know why?
It's already under contract.
Woo-hoo! First day on the market.
Yes.
Sold.
Yes.
You know, we tell you about that every week, that a certain number of houses sell the first day.
That's right.
First day
we're
on the market.
We're part of that statistic.
Gone.
Gone.
Full price.
Yes.
Gone.
It's exciting.
When it looks good and it's priced right,
it's going to sell.
It sells.
You know it. You know
hey,
it.
We have a contest for you, too, and it's an interesting one. Now, it's based on an analysis countrywide, so don't just think Florida. Think countrywide. And I've lived in a variety of places around the country, and the question is, the average homeowner stays how many years in their home? Now, I want to tell you, like, I've lived in New York, I've lived in New Jersey. Some of those people, they stay in their house their whole life.
Yes.
Now, here, and I've lived in Ohio, in Cincinnati, some people, they don't leave their neighborhood. They're born in their neighborhood. They stay in their neighborhood. They never leave. Some people in some states, like here, people move. They start with a smaller home. They grow out of it. They buy a bigger home. But nationally, how long do people stay in their home?
In a matter of years, you're asking. How many years?
How many years
does the average homeowner stay in their home?
That's right. So call with your guess at what is the number, Angela?
To talk to me, you have to call to talk 8255. And of course, it's area code 904.
Yeah.
Now, Duval.
In a few weeks, there'll be a change to that number. They're advertising it on the morning shows, but we are sticking with our number for the short time. So
yeah, I have to come up with a new jingle because you know I made that up.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's WBAM 600, so 600 is going to be in the new number. But for now, 222-8255.
So call in and guess, how many years does the average homeowner stay in their home?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It's under 20.
Okay.
Why,
I don't think it's a good hint.
You don't think that's a good hint?
Well, most people stay under their house in their house under 20.
Well, that's why I tell people it's under 20.
So
what's the problem here?
I don't know. I'm trying to rationalize and reconcile in my head that in this part of the country, in our local area, 40% of our business as realtors has to do with people moving in and out of this area. Northeast Florida, 40%.
Yeah. Well, in order
that
to,
number's high. Well, so when you tell me it's under 20 years, I'm thinking, yeah, it should be way under.
Well, obviously, to calculate this, it has to be that people have moved once to say, okay, well, how long were they there? Were they there?
Right.
So anyway. All right. Well, let's talk about the numbers for. By the way, we're in May already. Oh, my gosh. A third of the year is over.
April showers bring May.
Flowers?
My favorite. Don't forget.
They bring pink.
I like anything pink, anything yellow, anything red, anything purple, anything white.
What are you trying to tell people to bring you flowers?
No, you.
Oh, me.
Wait a minute. He doesn't even get the hint right there.
Did I bring you a yellow flower this week?
You did. A poisonous one. Yes, but you did. That's funny, right?
Are you kidding me?
That is funny.
Now, some sap came flower, and I wanted to smell it. And then
I'm like,
no,
don't do that. Yeah. That's a poisonous flower.
Anyway.
It was funny. We have a fun time, don't we, Howard?
Yeah, we do. So here on Star Wars Day, International Firefighters Day, Anti-Bullying Day, National Orange Juice Day, and National Kids Fitness Day, we have a lot more things to talk about today, including something that we tried to get in for the last 3 weeks and did not have time, but we're going to definitely do it today. You know, you see on TV about flipping all those shows.
Yes.
What
tons
really
of them.
Happens? Those are all staged, of course, little bit.
Super staged.
We're going to talk about what really happens during those shows because there are a lot of local flippers. We're going to talk about that. Flipping fundamentals. What really happened? Some national stuff. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right, they use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestpro.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon. Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit thebuildinginspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday. The weather is beautiful. We're feeling fine, having lots of fun.
We are, and we have a contest that nobody's called in yet, so we need people to call in. What's the average number of years that people live in their home before moving?
Yes.
All right.
So it's just a number, people. Easy guessing. Easy guessing.
That's right. People right? Call in. All right.
So the number is 904-222-8255.
All right. Angela, what happened this week here in Northeast Florida?
Well, Howard, this is very interesting and fun and exciting. 830 offers got accepted. Now, that's up 12% from last week. Also, 778 new homes came on the market. It's about the same as it was the week before. 206 of the 778, well, they're already under contract. Think about what I just said.
All right.
200 of the 778, We're at, what, 23%, something like that? That's amazing. And 48 of those went under contract on the very first day. And big number, ready? 744 actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say...
Congratulations.
Of course, that's end-of-month numbers, right?
Yes. That's up 36% from last week. Good for everybody. Great moving day. All right. And what about mortgage rates? What happened to mortgage rates, Angela?
Well, I'm sorry. Somebody sent me a text and I read it and I'm laughing.
Okay.
Okay.
What are you paying attention to here? You paying attention to your phone? Are you
thought
paying
you
attention
had it. Thought
to
you
our...
had it. I thought you had it. Sorry. Sidetracked a little bit. Need more coffee? No. Okay. Anyway, mortgage rates. Now, you ready, Howard? They've been going up, right? For like the last 3 weeks, but this week, no, they went down slightly. The 30-year rate fell 0.06% to 4.14%. So this time last year, it was 4.55. We're under last year's number. Let's go shopping. The 15-year rate, it fell 0.04% to 3.60%. And this time last year, it was 4.03. So we're seeing that downward trend, right? That's not what was forecasted.
No, not at all.
And it's a busy time of year. We would expect numbers to be higher. The VA and the FHA 30-year rate remain unchanged at an even 4%. And the 5-year adjustable rate mortgage, well, it used to be a great deal if you only planned on being in your home for 5 years or less. It's still a great deal.
It's still a great deal.
Yeah, it fell 0.09% to 3.68%. This time last year, same thing, 3.69.
Yeah. By the way, about 15% of new mortgages are the 5% adjustable mortgage.
How many?
About 15%.
Really?
I read that this week. I keep up on my reading.
That's actually a little higher than I anticipated.
Well, how about that?
How about that?
Yeah. Hey, you know what else is going on?
What?
Well, it's a new month, right?
Yes.
What do we do at the beginning of a new month?
The highs and lows.
The highs and lows. Yeah. Find some interesting stuff.
There's
always
interesting
stuff. We've been doing that for, we've been on the air. We're in our 8th year now, and I think this is the first time this has happened that we have a new number, meaning that 35 separate homes sold for over $1 million. I think that's a new high.
Hey, that is, isn't it? Do you think that our area is getting more affluent people?
I don't know.
People with more money?
I don't know. Well, The economy is good, so maybe people are buying more expensive homes.
Yes, yes,
15 of the 35 cash purchases. Unbelievable. That's a lot. Yeah. 5 of them were on the ocean, 5 of them were on the river, and 5 of them were on another water. And I don't mean a pond. I mean big body of water. 15 of the 35 were cash. And 5 total were on the ocean, 5 total were on the river, and 5 total were on a body of water, like a lagoon.
Are you just talking about just the cash ones?
No.
Okay. That's what I was trying to clarify. So water is a very important factor here in terms of how much
money
people are willing to pay.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, the highest price one, very unusual.
What?
$7,700,000.
Okay.
It was 6,100 square feet, 6 bedrooms, 6.5 bath. It was on the ocean out of Ponte Vedra Beach.
Ponte Vedra.
Yes.
My favorite.
Now, here's the interesting part. There are no pictures except for one of the ocean. And it's because the agent didn't have to spend the money to post all the pictures.
Why?
Well, why do you think they didn't have to do that?
It sold before they could get them up?
That's right.
Sold in a day?
In a day, by the listing agent. So apparently she knew someone that would want to buy it.
Wow.
Yeah, 0 days on market, the agent had a buyer.
In our world, that's called a birthday sale.
Yeah.
We have both sides. So good for her or him.
Now, here's another interesting thing about what happened this month. Now, normally, oceanfront property goes for somewhere between $500 a foot and $1,000 a foot.
Yes.
Of the house.
Yes.
One of them this month sold for $2,200 a foot.
What?
all about location, right? You keep saying that. It was three doors down, four doors down from, you guess it. Where was it? Four doors down from the Ponte Vedra Beach Club.
Oh, of course, of course. Of course.
So they can walk to the club. Than double the price. Now, was the house fancy? Nope. Was
the house big? Location, location.
Nope.
Yes.
It was just a plain old house. It happened to be on the beach. It was only 3,000 square feet, but $2,200 a square foot.
Huh.
Unfreaking believable. That's what I say. Now, if you didn't want to spend. Say? If you didn't want to spend $7,700,000 to walk down to the beach club, you could have spent a little less, $5,000. Yep, for four bedrooms, one bath. Now,
boarded up?
It was boarded up. You couldn't go inside to see it. It was on the market for 342 days. It was sold as is. Now, you had to pay the back taxes to buy it and pay the back lien, so I don't know how much that was. Now, back in 06, it sold for $89,000, and then it sold a couple of years later for tax deed sale for $40,000.
Wow.
How about that? Now, it was only 1,000 square feet. Now, how you squeeze four bedrooms
Into a thousand square feet. And now, are they on top of each other?
I don't know. It was a one-story home, but you could have bought it for $5,000. But you got to do it sight unseen, at least the sight of the inside.
Wow!
But somebody bought it anyway. How about condos? Condos. There was a really neat one. It sold for $1,350,000.
Let me guess. Oceanfront.
Of course. Seascape. You ever been in Seascape?
Of course.
Seascape was on the 7th floor, 3-bedroom, 3-bath. Very unique. Now, here's what somebody did.
They knocked out a wall.
They took two condos, put them together, made a 2,400-square-foot one.
Okay.
It had 100 feet long of balcony by doing that.
Wow.
So virtually every room had a balcony.
That's amazing.
Two of the bedrooms. It's a continuous balcony of 100 feet long.
That's amazing.
That is cool. Yeah, they paid $838,000 in 2015. Totally redid the place to make it have that 100 foot long balcony. So you could see it from the kitchen, from the living room, from the dining room.
So were there two kitchens, or did they turn it to one unit?
They totally redid the place down to the studs and made it all open. Of course, the bedrooms aren't open, but...
You know, they still have to pay two condo fees.
Oh, yes. This was over... it was about $1,900 for the condo fees.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But they did okay. They paid $838 in 2015.
Right.
They redid it in 2018.
Okay.
And they resold it for $1,350,000.
Excellente.
Yeah.
That's what I have to say.
Now, the lowest priced one, if you wanted to go a little bit cheaper, was in Colonial Point. And we see a lot of turnover in Colonial Point.
Yes.
So for $49,500, it's a 2-bedroom, 2-bath. That sold for cash in 10 days. And all it needed was carpeting, move-in ready.
You know why it's got a lot of turnover? No renters.
Yes, they have a limit in there.
They're at their max.
They have to be an owner-occupant. And how they enforce that is that they give you parking stickers on there. And they tow you if you don't have an owner parking sticker. So you have to approve ownership. That's why you need a realtor. Because realtors know these things. And you don't want to... unknowingly say, hey, I'm going to buy this place and stick a renter in there. And then the renter moves in, needs a parking space, has his car towed.
Yes.
Then you're going to be in trouble as the owner.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know these things. We know these things.
That's why you need
a realtor. Hey, when we come back after the break, we want people to guess about the contest. And we are going to talk about flipping. That's right.
I like that idea, Howard.
I've done a little of that
You've
in
done
my
it.
Past.
Yeah, before me.
Made a few dollars on some. We'll be right back.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. North Korea has launched several short-range missiles. South Korean and U.S. authorities still trying to analyze the data on those missiles and discern exactly what message Kim Jong-un may be intending to send by his latest saber-rattling. Hiring soared in April as U.S. employers added 263,000 jobs, a strong gain that suggests businesses are shrugging off any concerns about the economy slowing down later this year. In fact, if the growth continues by July, it will become the longest growth trend in history. A new report is summarizing the toll in lives and damages from Hurricane Florence, and it indicates that it is one of the worst hurricanes ever to strike this country, both in terms of lives lost and the dollar damage done. The Mississippi River at the Quad Cities in Iowa and Illinois reached a new record high this week. The Weather Service says on Thursday the river reached 22.64 feet. This is SRN News.
Wondering how you're going to entertain your children this summer? YMCA Camp Immokalee has you covered. They'll never be bored with activities like kayaking, archery, ziplining, and fishing. Lifelong friendships will be made through evenings spent by the campfire. The staff at Camp Immokalee is carefully selected and will be a wonderful role model for your children. By helping create a warm and diverse community, you'll find your child begging to stay just one more day at Camp YMCA. Visit FirstCoastYMCA.org.
At Underwoods, we know what it takes to be one of the South's most trusted jewelers. Our reputation was made by carrying the finest quality. I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and we're proud to bring Forevermark diamonds to North Florida. Only 1% of the world's diamonds are eligible to become Forevermark. They're the world's most carefully selected diamonds that you can be proud to give and wear forever. The Forevermark icon invisibly inscribed on each diamond is proof of the Forevermark promise that each diamond is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Their exceptional beauty is unleashed by the world's finest craftsmen using skill and artistry passed down by generations. Forevermark diamonds benefit the communities from which they're sourced and are individually cared for from the mine to her finger. Underwoods is Jacksonville's authorized Forevermark jeweler, so make the right decision and come by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Pontevedra.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, May 11th at 9 a.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, May 11th at 7 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Sharks versus the Carolina Cobras at ByStar Veterans Arena. And Saturday, May 11th at 7:30 p.m., see and hear Star Trek Live with the Jacksonville Symphony at Daly's Place.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
There will be a slight chance of showers through tonight, about a 20% chance of those. Otherwise, partly sunny this afternoon, up to about 89. Mostly cloudy tonight, going to get down to about 70. And then a 50% chance of rain, mostly cloudy Sunday, high 87. 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy Sunday night, down to 70. And then Monday, mostly sunny, highs near 89.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday. The sky is blue. I see puffy white clouds. I'm so excited. The weather is fantastic. I've had my coffee since the show started. Can you tell?
You are still drinking that coffee. It is high octane. That stuff at Starbucks just really revs you up.
It does. I like it.
Right.
Anyway, what a fun day we're having here. We're going to talk about something that you have done in your lifetime, actually before you met me.
That's right.
flipping?
Flipping. I flipped about 10 houses.
Did you flop any or just flip them?
There were a couple I lost money on. Yeah, because of some unexpected expenses. And then some of them I bought right as the economy tanked.
Oh, man. You and so many other people.
Yeah.
There was just a buying frenzy at that time, I recall. Yeah. And so don't feel bad.
Yeah, I was in competition with many, many other flippers where prices were bid up. And then sometimes the cost of things was much more than expected. And things
did you enjoy it, though? Did you like the flipping?
Did I like it? I liked it when I sold them and made money.
Shocker.
Shocker, of course.
See, I actually like doing this stuff, coordinating things. I mean, I can't do all the work myself anymore, but just, you know, coordinating and getting people in and making things happen and making it all cute and then get it ready.
You know, but it's not at all like it is on TV. It just isn't.
Oh, gosh, no. Nothing is what it is on TV. That's why it's TV.
Because they all have contractors that show up when they're supposed to on TV. But in real life, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I think there's probably a whole lot that happens on TV that they don't show us.
They all have parts and materials that show up on time. In real life, when you order something, it can take 6 weeks before a cabinet is made to order.
Right.
So, but let's talk about what in real life does happen. I call this flipping fundamentals.
Okay.
Most flippers funded their flips with their own funds, but about 30% did get bank loans. And speaking of bank loans, there is a new program available for real estate investors only to finance 100% of the real estate purchase.
Yeah, and the interest rate is how much?
I'm not talking about, you know, crazy what's called hard money loans, but there are hard money loans.
Yes. What a hard money loan is. That's what I figured you meant was a hard money loan.
There are hard money sources. Hard money is that you put zero down, you pay several points, and the interest rate is pretty high.
Yes.
But it's only for a short period of time. So, you know, a high interest rate is one thing if you're paying it for 30 years. But if you're only paying it for 1 year,
it's really not a big deal.
It's not that much of a big deal because, of course, you're not intending to have it for a year.
Exactly.
You're planning on doing the renovation in a month or two, hopefully closing on it a month or two after that.
Right.
So 12% may sound really high, but in actuality, you're only keeping it for 4 months, that's a third of a year. So a third of 12% is 4%.
Yeah.
But you do have to pay points. You may be paying 3 or 4 points, but to borrow $100,000 to be able to buy a house and fix up a house, that's pretty good.
And yeah.
Yeah.
So you're making money.
You're making money. The average purchase price of a flip before fixing it up was $100,000, and the average renovation cost, $27,000. The average sale price, $180,000.
Not bad.
Okay. Who's the renovation partner most likely to be, Angela?
Your significant other, probably, right?
That's correct.
It's a good project to do together.
It is. And it can cause some fights.
Maybe we should do that. Oh, no. No fighting.
It can. An easy way to avoid that is one person maybe does the construction, the other person does the designing. One person is in charge of the kitchen, one person's in charge of the bathroom, something like that. The most common disagreement among the partners was about budgeting. One person wants to spend 30, one person wants to spend 40. And the second is about the timeline. Because, by the way, the timeline is almost always more than what you think it's going to be. The budget is almost always more than what you think it's going to be.
So the interesting thing is, Howard, if people could just get educated in advance about these flips, then instead of letting them be disagreement, they should understand there's a cost overrun and a time overrun.
Yeah, half of the projects had delays, and the average delay in getting it done was 17 days. The average time for a project from start to finish,
yes,
134 days.
Okay.
All right. And the biggest flub by the flipper is underestimating the cost of the renovation. In fact, the underestimation, 63%.
That makes sense. I think because you don't know until you start ripping things out, mm-hmm. you're going to find other things. So, you know, you don't always know that.
Yeah. By the way, all of this information is from flippers that have done at least 5 projects.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so these are not someone that just did one.
So it's not a random kind of thing, an inexperienced flipper. You've got 5 flips at least.
Yeah, and 36% of flippers did under budget. The most common mistakes were purchasing the wrong cabinets or the wrong, they misdid the cabinet tops, the countertops.
You mean like measuring them and then you got a slab of granite you can't use
because
it's too short or
something? That's correct.
Yeah.
And they all agreed that the most important thing to renovate are the kitchens and the bathrooms.
Well, every good realtor would tell you that. Because that's
good
what
realtor
sells homes.
Would indeed
that and
tell
the
you
ocean,
that.
Right, Howard? The ocean sells homes too. As you just said, $2,200 a square foot and it doesn't have to be pretty.
Yes. Now we want to talk about something that happened
a couple weeks ago
where we get questions about we can help.
Yep.
So that's what we entitled this section. So we got a call last week from a radio show listener whose elderly dad had been living in his home for almost 40 years, living in the same home. And now he had to permanently move to a nursing home. Now, this adult child had the responsibility of disposing of the home and its contents. Now, the unfortunate part is that the home, well, not the unfortunate part, the unfortunate part is that dad had to move to a nursing home. But in addition to that, the home had been totally neglected for those 40 years. There was wood rot on the siding. There was overgrown foliage all around the home. The home had never been painted. The home had some flood damage that had never been repaired. Can you believe that? Never been repaired? The roof was very old. The son had no idea how old it was, but it was at least 25 years old. The deck was totally damaged. There was mold in various places, both on the inside of the home and on the outside. 40 years of collected items, and the house smelled terrible. And he wanted to know what he could do. Could he list it for sale? Should he spend money to clean it out? He just didn't know what to do, and he needed help. Angela? So we both went there.
Yep.
What could he do?
So the problem is there's no simple answer, but there are many questions that you have to ask and let the person make their own decision. These include financial questions, availability questions. Does he have the availability to do any work? Do they have the finances to get the work done? Is there any mortgage debt on the home, that includes equity lines, not just mortgages? Decision-making ability of the son versus the father, who has the authority? Talking to a financial advisor, seeing how that plays into the next place that dad goes to stay, a need for a legal advisor. There's so many different moving pieces and parts, right? You had to know if there are other siblings involved in that decision, any other residents in the home, and whether the HOA has to approve any of the repairs, and whether insurance reimbursement's available for any of the damage.
There's so many questions, and we can help. And it may not be Angela or I listing the house, as there may be better alternative. The message here is to get a competent realtor who knows the questions to ask so that you can make the right decision for yourself and for your family. There is a market for every house and a price for every house. Most importantly, there is a solution for every situation. We want to say to you, our listeners, we can help. We are here to help you. So you can call us after the show. Angela's number is 465 877-381-3845. Anyway, we'll be back after the break to talk some more. My number is 687-8161. Stay with us, everyone. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562. This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
That's right. Remember, if you see a fireman today, thank him for what he does because it's National Fireman's Day.
Does that mean if you see an orange, you should thank the orange for what it does since it's National Orange Juice Day?
It is National Orange Juice
so
Day.
So should I thank the oranges in my house? I've lost it, haven't I?
Oh, my gosh. Did you take any kind of special pill today or something? Actually, not.
No, I'm actually very happy because I'm spending time with my daughter today helping her find a house, and it's just going to be fun.
By the way, I have to correct myself.
Uh-oh.
It's not Fireman's Day. It's Firefighter's Day.
Hey,
because,
that makes sense.
Because a fireman is, you know, that signifies that it's male. But firefighter, it can be a male or a woman.
Well, good. I'm glad you got that together.
Right. Okay. All right. Hey, I want to talk about a landlord and tenant tip. Everybody's heard of the Fair Housing Act that regulates the treatment of tenants by landlords or tenants also by mortgage lenders with respect to borrowers. And we've talked many times about that you can't be discriminated against based on certain protected classes, such as your gender, your marital status, your religion, your national origin, or whether you have children or not. But there's a new proposal that actually really surprised me, and that is to add a new group to the list.
What's the group?
The group is that they want to add to the Fair Housing Act that you cannot discriminate because someone is a military veteran.
I can't imagine that anybody would. Why would they do that?
You know, I thought and thought about this and say, why would a mortgage company discriminate against a veteran? And the answer is, obviously the VA, to get a VA loan, would never do that. Why would another mortgage person do that? And I would think that would never happen. But then I thought, why would a landlord discriminate against someone that's in the military or a veteran? And I thought, now I figured it out.
What's the answer? What are you thinking?
Because sometimes military people get transferred and therefore would break a lease. Now, there's already a law in effect that says...
Not veterans. Veterans aren't going to get transferred.
Wait, there's already a law in effect for military personnel that says a landlord must release a person without any detriment or penalty.
Right.
But not all landlords are aware of that. But the people that want to put this into effect just want to make it absolutely sure that, and protection, saying, let's make it absolutely sure that no one ever, ever, ever wants to discriminate for any reason whatsoever against military active people or veterans. So they want to make it a protected class. So I don't
think...
It seems unnecessary, but...
But hey.
There are some people that are anti-war, right?
That's true.
And they think, you're a veteran, you killed...
Anti-country.
Anti-country. You're a veteran, you killed people, I don't want to rent to you.
Maybe PSD, maybe they're wondering if they... might have an episode. I don't know.
It's a stretch, but would I be against this? Absolutely not. Because I think, oh my God, I love military people.
We do.
We talk about it all the time on the radio.
We appreciate it
so much.
Make
this happen as fast as possible. And by the way, if I find a landlord is against military, I don't want to rent from them because they're idiots.
That's right.
They, meaning that landlord, is an idiot. So I'd absolutely be in favor of that. All right. Hey, no one's called in with a guess as to what is the average number of years that someone stays in their home.
Alan has a guess.
Alan, you have a guess?
You mean we're going to give the answer?
Eventually.
Yeah. I mean,
Five years.
That's incorrect.
Man.
It's a great guess.
But here's what we'll say to you, Alan. We'll pretend you're a caller. Alan, thank you for calling. We appreciate you listening to the show. Do you have any real estate questions for us today?
He can put up applause for himself.
There
I like
you go.
That, Alan.
How much is the doghouse I have to buy if I get my wife mad?
I don't know. Hey, you know what it's time for? It's almost at the end of the show. We have got a new listing that we need to tell you about that I really believe that sometime in the next 14 days, this house is going to sell. Because it's in a great location. It has
highly
been so maintained.
Location. Yes.
People love brick. They love pools. They love houses that are priced well. They love Florida rooms. They love screened-in porches. They love houses that have had renovations over the years. Why wouldn't they love this house?
They're
tell them about it, Angela.
They're going to love this house. So this house is in... Beauclair, off Beauclair Road, on a street called Wexford, and the house number is 9406 Wexford. So anyone who's familiar with that area, it's at the corner of Wexford and Front Road. So it's right there at the river. So it's you're going to get those river breezes. It's going to be nice.
More than a quarter of an acre. Now tell them about this house. It's great.
5 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms. Has 3,294 square feet. So I should just start saying 3,300 square feet,
okay.
Right? Not 32, but 33. And so what I love about this home is like everything. It's a corner lot. It has a side entry garage coming off Front Road. But on Wexford Road, it has a big circular drive. So you can have parties at this home, pool parties. There's so much space for parking. It has a huge front porch that's, you know, it's French country, so it's got a really big front porch. You can entertain your neighbors there, sit and drink lemonade, whatever you'd like to do. Double doors coming into the home, into a foyer, and on the right-hand side are the formal rooms, your formal living room, your formal dining room, which is huge, by the way. When you see how much furniture they have in this house, it's crazy. This is a big house, meaning each of the rooms is very, very large. Oh, and if you're looking for storage, storage is everywhere. I mean, big closets, hall closets, storage is really everywhere. The other thing that's really lovely is they have a nice big, big kitchen. It's bright and cheery, got lots of glass on it. It also has kind of this old world charm because it has a brick wall. So it has...
The brick facade. I know what you mean.
What do I call it?
You said French country, yeah.
Brick enclave where, you know, the cooktop is tucked in. If you think of like a pizza oven, that kind of structure looking.
Does it have granite countertops?
Gorgeous granite countertops.
Does it have a
double
big,
ovens?
Does it have
Are you doing this
to
me?
Prep island?
You doing it to me?
Hey, we're
there
a team here.
There is more countertops than you could say grace over. The sink looks out a window to the pool, so your kids could be there, you know, swimming, and you're doing dishes from lunch or something. I mean, this house is amazing. And on one side of the house, there's a full ensuite, a bedroom with its own bathroom. So that's nice. Plus, there's a laundry room. The laundry room is ginormous. Ginormous. More storage than crazy.
That means big, doesn't it?
It does.
Tell me, how much are the HOA fees there?
Zero.
How much are the CDD fees there?
Zero.
All right.
So come out, no fees. So all you have to do is pay the sales price, $489.9.
All right.
I'm telling you, this is a wonderful, wonderful home.
It really is. I mean, it has such great curb appeal and that circular driveway.
Did we say spa? Did we say Florida room? Screen porch?
And five bedrooms?
Family room. The fifth bedroom is being used as an office.
Well, that's okay.
Yes,
so
it is.
So have four bedrooms
so
in
four
office.
Bedrooms, yes.
All right.
It's awesome.
It really is a nice house. I looked at I didn't go into it myself, but I had saw great, great pictures of it.
Oh,
beautiful,
yeah. 9406 Wexford. We're going to be there tomorrow from 2 to 4 holding that house open. So if you're interested, come and see us 2 to 4 tomorrow.
Hey, if you need to get rid of any hazardous waste today, not only is the regular location open, but there's another mobile site open at Jack's Beach, and it's going to be at the Public Works Department on Shelter Avenue, 460 Shelter Avenue. That happens once a year, and today it is. You know what else happens today? Angela,
what?
Do you know what else happens today?
What?
It's Kentucky Derby Day.
Oh, it is.
Do you have your hat ready?
No.
You don't have your hat ready? Oh, my goodness.
Don't have all that spirit.
Are you going to have your mint julep ready?
No.
All right.
Are you?
No. No. All right. Well,
hey,
you know what, folks?
What?
We love living here in Northeast Florida, and we do this radio show now in our eighth year to give back to our community. We really want to thank you for listening, for all your support. And really, if we can help you in any way with your real estate needs, then call us after the show. Call Angela at 465-3845. Call me at 687-8161. You really need a professional on your side, whether you are buying or selling the most important financial transaction in your life. Angela and I are here to help you. We want you to have a blessed day. We're going to be back with you next week. By the way, you can contact us at realestateradio@yahoo.com. Look at our website at angelaandhoward.com. After the show, the Van Wees are here to tell you about the fantastic Up Week in the financial sector. They're going to tell you about all important stuff.